This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for developing a collective resolve of AI for global common good. Inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi in the presence of many world leaders, Prime Minister Modi said in AI, India sees opportunity and the blueprint of tomorrow. He stressed on democratizing AI, saying it must become a tool for inclusion and empowerment, particularly for the global south. Mr. Modi said the world is entering an era where humans and intelligent systems co-create, co-work and co-evolve. He said AI will make the work smarter, more efficient and more impactful. Mr. Modi said India not only develops new technology but also adopts it rapidly. He said, India is the center of the world's largest tech pool.
ये समिट जिस भारत में हो रही है, वो भारत 1/6 of humanity को रिप्रेजेंट करता है. भारत दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी का देश है. सबसे बड़े टेक टैलेंट पूल का केंद्र है. सबसे बड़े टेक एनेबल्ड इकोसिस्टम का उदाहरण है. भारत नई टेक्नोलॉजी बनाता भी है और उसे अभूतपूर्व तेजी से अपनाता भी है. इस समिट का भारत में होना भारत के साथ ही पूरे ग्लोबल साउथ के लिए गर्व का विषय है.
Addressing the event, French President Emmanuel Macron said, India built something that no other country in the world has built. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the roundtable discussion with business leaders at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the CEO roundtable brought together various stakeholders from the world of AI, technology and innovation. The discussions were insightful and forward-looking, focused on scaling AI responsibly, strengthening global collaboration and unlocking opportunities for growth. Mr. Modi said that it was heartening to see a shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a series of bilateral meetings with the world leaders on the sidelines of ongoing India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi also met the President of Switzerland, Guy Parmelin, on the sidelines of the summit. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with his counterpart from the Hellenic Republic, Kyriakos Mitsotakis. Big technology company CEOs also attended the opening ceremony of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In his address, chairman of Tata Sons N. Chandrasekaran described AI as the next foundational infrastructure. CEO of Anthropic Dario Amode reflected on the pace of AI advancement since the first global AI safety summit at Bletchley Park in 2023. Moreover, CEO of Alphabet Sundar Pichai in his address described AI as the biggest platform shift of a lifetime and underlined its potential to accelerate scientific discovery. French President Emmanuel Macron has said that both France and India want to expand cooperation on Rafale aircraft. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, President Macron said that a few days ago, India confirmed its willingness to command a new bunch of 114 Rafale aircraft and to co-produce them. He added that Make in India will be core in this new command. Defence Research and Development Organization DRDO has conducted a successful qualification level load test of drogue parachute for Gaganyaan program in Chandigarh. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe registered a 6-wicket victory over Sri Lanka in a Group B match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. Zimbabwe scaled down the target of 179, scoring 180. And that is the end of this news bulletin.